Alrighty, let's get started. We'll run through some of the halachos pertaining to v'sin talmater livracha. So, here we go. We know we mention, or we request, let's say, rain twice in our Shmona Esrei during the winter season. We say Mashi Baruch Merid HaGeshem, which we discussed a few weeks ago in a short halach shir. And we also say v'sin talmater livracha in the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, that in Chutz Laretz we begin saying the Saint Talmud Levracha 60 days after Tishrei. And in Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying the Saint Talmud Levracha on the night of Zayin Mar Cheshvan, the 7th of Cheshvan, and we continue to say the Saint Talmud Levracha all the way up until Erev Pesach. Fine. So in Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying it on the 7th. Why? And again, it's funny because Mashi Baruch Amar Geshem, we know we begin saying on Sukkos. Now, we discussed in the past, why not at the beginning of Sukkos? Rather, we start Musav of Shmini Atzeres, Dafka Musav, not Marav the night before, right? Because not everybody came, and not Shachris, because of the Hefsik, like we mentioned, right? You can't be Mafsik between Gaal Yisrael and the Shemona Esrei itself to remind people to say Mashiv Baruch Merid HaGeshem. So rather, we start by Musav. And that's when we start again Shmini Atzeres, but we do not start saying the same Talmud to Livracha up until Zayin Mar Cheshvan. Why not? So that the people traveling back from Eretz Yisrael post Sukkos can get home without getting caught in the rain. And now, again, we maintain this minhag bizmanaz, that even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you know, the mitzvah of Ali L'Regel going to Yerushalayim for Yontif isn't the same as it used to be. And even though traveling bizman hazeh is much more expeditious, and we're not necessarily going to get caught in the rain because you're not traveling by foot or camel or anything like that, again, we're going to have to wait for the Sanhedrin to determine whether or not we'd still wait till the 7th of Mar Cheshvan to begin saying the same Talmud to Levracha. But al kopanim, that is what we do. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, again, that in Bavel, outside of Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying V'sein Talmud to Livracha 60 days after Tishrei, which is going to be either the 4th or 5th of December. We assume it's the 4th of December. And the reason is, again, the reason why they delay is because there's already a lot of rain, there's a lot of water, I guess, found in the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers, and it's unnecessary to request rain in the area at the very beginning of the winter. Okay. Now, after a little bit of background, probably more pressing, I would say, at least for myself, is the mistakes. What if you forget? It's classic, it always happens. So let's just remind ourselves. And we're not going to focus so much on V'sein Baracha. Let's focus on V'sein Talmud to Levracha, although I would imagine the halachos are pretty similar. But let's just to stay focused here, V'sein Talmud to Levracha. So, again, this is all, again, found in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch, Se'ifim Dalet and Hey. If one forgot V'sein Talmud to Levracha, so that really the question is, where do you remember? Meaning, where did you catch yourself? If one didn't get to Shema Kolenu yet, so then it's simple, you can just insert V'sein Talmud to Levracha, where we're allowed to make personal requests in the bracha of Shema Kolenu. If you pass Shema Kolenu, then you have to go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, say it properly with V'sein Talmud to Levracha, and then continue Shmona Esrei from there. Meaning, you just pick it up from there and just go right there. If one finished your Shmona Esrei, though, let's say you finished your Shmona Esrei, and even if you haven't taken your 3 steps back, again, you'd be chayav to repeat Shmona Esrei. You're obligated to start from the beginning. Again, even if you didn't take your 3 steps back, once you finish the words of Shmona Esrei, it says if you finish, you don't need to take the 3 steps back, and you'd have to repeat again. What if you are not sure? Right? You take your 3 steps, you finish, and then sometimes in the middle of Chazaras Shachat, sometimes it's like later in the day, oh man, did I say V'sein Talmud to Levracha? What do I do? So we mentioned this in the context of Mashiv Baruch Merid HaGeshem, but it's all about 30 days. Meaning, if it's within 30 days of the switch, of the change in the tefillah, so you're going to have to repeat Shmona Esrei, because the chances are that we're not yet accustomed to saying V'sein Talmud to Levracha, and you know, presumably we made a mistake. But if 30 days have passed, since the change in the tefillah, one would not be obligated to repeat again, because we assume by then he's accustomed, or we're accustomed to the switch. And this is, again, the same thing we've spoken about in the context of Mashiv Baruch Merid HaGeshem. What can we do to prevent the mistakes? So there's a minog to say, and we spoke about this, I think one of the chevers said in one of the shuls in Simchas Torah, that's what they sing. They have, for one of the hakafos, they try to get to Mashiv Baruch Merid HaGeshem 90 times. So again, there's this idea, there's a minog to say Mashiv Baruch Merid HaGeshem 90 times on Shmi Yetzeres, so that in case you're Masupuk, you can rely on this kind of chazaka, meaning you've accustomed yourself to saying Mashiv Baruch Merid HaGeshem, and because of that, you can assume you said it. And this is quoted in not just the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah, again in Sif Simon Kuf Yud Dalid Sif Katan Lamites and Mem discuss this idea. The Mishnah Berurah gives a little bit of context there in terms of when practicing to be careful not to say Shem Shemayim Levatala, don't say Hashem's name, so therefore don't start by a Tagibur. Okay, so that's for Mashiva Ruach and Regeshem. For us, for all intents and purposes now, if one wanted to do this, I think Rav Malamed, in his Sefer Panine Halacha, says we should really be starting from, if you want to do the 90 repetitions, you should say, and say that 90 times. Okay, let's just quick review what we've done so far. We give a little bit of background. Starting on the 7th of Marchezon, starting on the 4th of December, 60 days after Tishrei, we spoke about the reasons for the delay. We spoke about mistakes. Depends where you catch yourself. And we spoke about whether or not you are unsure. And then we spoke about preventing mistakes doing this 90 repetition, the 90 repetitions of a Saint Talmud to the Bracha. And that will save yourself. The last two more points, if I can. A little bit of a longer discussion, but there's a big discussion. If you live in Eretz Yisrael and you travel outside of Israel for a few months, what do you do? The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. Kof Yud Zayin Siv Katan Hey. He discusses, he quotes the Pri Chadash and the Birkei Yosef. Pri Chadash says that you should say the same Talamon to the Bracha because they already started saying in Israel, and that's where you live. The Birkei Yosef and others say you should follow the custom of wherever you find yourself. Rav Avadya has a long tshuva on this, maybe we'll talk about it in depth at another time, but the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, which is a fantastic Sefer on Hilchos Tefillah, super thorough, amazing footnotes, says really the move you should do is simply say one in Borei Chaleinu and say the other one in Shema Chaleinu, and that covers your bases, and that's the story. Okay, we should all be zochah to be able to travel to Israel and back. Hopefully everyone will be healthy soon, the vaccine will come out, and everyone will have a continued Rafu Shalema. All right, I'll see you guys in school tomorrow.